This will free up the relief organs to those unable or not smart enough to prepare. The greatest gift this Christmas is life itself, food for these unknown times. Call 800-409-5633, on the web, efoodsdirect.com, 800-409-5633.
Voting. In about 600 Central Texas families look for...
You are listening to GCN.
On News Radio 590
IRN USA Radio News, I'm Jody Jordan. Advisors to President-elect Barack Obama are pleased that Wall Street reacted so well to his choice for Treasury Secretary. The Dow soared almost 500 points Friday on word that Obama had tapped Timothy Geithner of the New York Federal Reserve. Obama has even gone outside his inner circle in naming Ellen Moran as White House Communications Director. Here's Sandy Kozel.
Moran will be in charge of getting Obama's message out. She's now in charge of Emily's List, a group that backs female candidates who support abortion rights. Moran was an active supporter of Senator Hillary Clinton during the primaries. She also worked for the AFL-CIO and helped plan inaugurals for President Bill Clinton.
And Obama advisor David Axelrod says unless the big three automakers offer a plan for retooling and restructuring, they're unlikely to get any taxpayer help. This is IRN, USA Radio News.
The following from News Broadcast Network. A study called Jupiter, presented at the American Heart Association's annual meeting, found that 20 milligrams of Crestor reduced the combined risk of heart attack, stroke, or cardiovascular death by nearly half. Howard Hutchinson, AstraZeneca's chief medical officer, says that this is a dramatic result.
The Jupiter study showed us that Crestor had a beneficial effect on cardiovascular morbidity and mortality in a never-before-studied population.
In Jupiter, Crestor 20 milligrams was well-tolerated in nearly 9,000 patients during the course of the study. I'm Lee Shepard.
The blockbuster Call of Duty series is back with Call of Duty World at War, the latest epic action game experience that will leave players breathless. Legendary actor Gary Oldman lends his voice to the game.
I was always very intrigued by the game from the very beginning. You play a video game, but you also get a little taste of history.
The game is rated M for mature. For more information, visit Activision.com. I'm Kid Michaels.
The Economic Summit of Asian and Pacific Countries is wrapping up today in Peru. President Bush is reassuring them that the world economy will emerge in better shape. The countries have agreed to resist protectionism. Here's Ben Feller.
He mainly wants to send a message to the world that the United States and other nations, big and small, are being aggressive and working together.
There was reportedly a coup attempt overnight in Guinea-Bissau in West Africa. A top official says the country's president was not hurt as mutinous soldiers fought their way into his residence during a three-hour gun battle. And a member of Florida State's football team has been named a Rhodes Scholar. Safety Myron Royal interviewed for the honor in Birmingham, Alabama yesterday. The aspiring neurosurgeon then immediately flew north for a game against the University of Maryland, making it to the game before halftime. For more news and analysis, log on to IRNnews.com.
Do you suffer from cold sores? Relieve One Day Cold Sore Symptom Treatment is out to prove how fast it really works. If you suffer from those nasty sores, try Relieve and find out for yourself if Relieve works really fast for you. Relieve is spelled R-E-L-E-E-V. It's easy to find and is in all major drugstores. So if you get cold sores, remember to get Relieve now and keep it ready to use the moment a cold sore attacks.
Sounds from the wake-up call to Endeavor astronauts. An excerpt of Can't Take My Eyes Off You, played for Commander Christopher Ferguson, who's celebrating his 23rd wedding anniversary. Astronauts on the International Space Station hope the way a centrifuge is mounted can explain why a water recycling system hasn't been working. For 3 days in a row, the new machine hasn't quite worked right. It's essential for expanding the size of the crew next year. The U.S. military carried out an offensive in Afghanistan today that left several militants dead. Here's Jason Stragioso.
The U.S. military said American and Afghan troops were dropped off by helicopters in the southern province of Kandahar. into an insurgent safe haven where they killed 17 militants.
Southern Afghanistan is the center of the Taliban-led insurgency. More than 5,200 people, mostly militants, have died in insurgency-related violence this year. The Vatican media are praising the music of the Beatles compared to what it calls the standardized, stereotypical songs of today. Last week, the Vatican newspaper and radio noted the 40th anniversary of the Beatles' White Album. I'm Jody Jordan for IRN USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. The economic disaster is taking food out of the mouths of our families. Farmers, food brokers, and grocery stores can't get credit to supply your food. Over a third of us can't afford to buy food and pay our other expenses. Lines of credit and cards are often cut back or canceled. Last year, the eFoods Direct Holiday Food Unit was a fun and exciting one-year supply with a great price. This year, to quickly complete our food supply preparations, eFoods Direct has created a very serious holiday unit. This super supply costs $300 less than the basic Liberty one-year supply and has more food. Safe food for less than half the cost of last year's groceries. For delivery by Christmas, orders must be submitted by the end of November. Good food is a gift of life and love this holiday season. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com, 800-409-5633.
901. Prepare yourself
for talk radio experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in. Hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Congressman Ron Paul joins us out of the gates for his analysis, his breakdown. The congressman from Texas, of course, a presidential candidate who sent shockwaves through the political system, the controlled left-right paradigm, is with us for the next 20 minutes to break down what we're facing. Congressman, are you feeling the dread that many of us are feeling right now?
Yes, I do, but I don't think it's brand new. I didn't wake up with it. I've had it for a while. I don't think the election was a surprise. But the rhetoric is getting pretty strong, and they are getting very bold. I think McCain was obviously backup candidate in case something happened where Obama didn't win. They'd have been okay. They'd have been satisfied with McCain. But they've been positioning Obama for a long, long time. You know, he's a man of the people, and yet he was the first guy to spend more money than anybody else. He probably spent more money than everybody else put together in these last 2 years, and that was on the books it's about $750 million. But when you look at all the free stuff and you look at all the things that have gone on in the last 3 or 4 years, I consider the fact that he's probably had a $2 billion campaign. But we have to realize this started a long time before he even announced to be president. If anybody who would have gotten that much favorable coverage for so long, you know that the plans are laid for him to be the individual that is going to be taking care of the corporate elite.
Well, he's the guy who helped ram through the banker takeover bill, and now what you predicted and others predicted is happening. They're openly announcing the end of the dollar, a new Bretton Woods, a new world monetary system run by a small group of private international banks. We will buy our carbon credits from them, and Barack Obama is signaled that he will do whatever they say.
Yep, and I think there's no doubt about that. He wouldn't be there if he didn't toe the line. And, when the meeting starts on November 15th for the new monetary system, this could be, the beginning of the end of what we see as what's left of our national sovereignty. I don't know how long it will take for their announcement. I guess the meeting starts on November 15th, and it won't be November 16th. I think it'll be a little while before the announcement is made and before we fully understand it. But I think the fact that the markets are relatively calm right now and the dollar has not totally crashed is all being orchestrated by all the central banks. The message is out that the dollar is doomed. They can't keep doing it. But I think temporarily they've been able to hold it together, but something has to give. And it's on the business news station now. It's not just your radio show and others talking about it. I was watching a business station yesterday, and they were very, very upset. Stiglitz was on. I guess you've heard of that guy. He was on, very much bragging about this thing, you know, about a new world reserve currency and world regulations. That means world government, and it looks like it's coming rather rapidly right now.
That's right. We played the clip yesterday. He said, over the banks, over the stocks, over every nation, a trilateral world currency, everything the Trilateral Commission announced in the 70s, everything we warned people about, and Obama is saying he's going to give us change, but the change with class warfare is robbing the middle class and transferring it all to the multinational corporations.
You know, I guess you heard a statement by Sarkozy from France. He said that we want to reform capitalism, but our president, you know, came right back and he says he's all for this world summit, but only on one condition, that we not tamper with the free market system. and people believe this stuff. You know, they just listen to that and it just goes over their heads, and it's so sad.
Congressman Ron Paul is our guest. For those that just tuned in, the last segment we were discussing how they're openly announcing a world government of and by a private group of central banks, the same international institutions that created the derivatives implosion that we're seeing right now. Reuters, Obama urged to shape new economic order. Biden, in the last week, his running mate, the new vice president-elect, has called for world government twice last week. And a new world order, everything we told you decades ago, you are now seeing it. So they move out the old puppet Bush, they're moving in the new puppet to fool the left now to get on this bandwagon. And Congressman, I've been interviewing a lot of international experts, by the way, including Stiglitz, who's pushing all of this right now. And they are saying, yes, the big announcement that Powell's talking about on the 21st or 22nd of January will be devaluing the dollar. And basically announcing a new economic order run by the very people that orchestrated all of this. But other world leaders are saying it's also going to be economic implosions and military adventures. Pakistan, what is this huge event where they're naming dates but then won't tell us what it is?
Well, they're just getting us prepared, and they are doing the planning, and they're in charge, and unfortunately, the people get distracted. I consider our election this whole past year or two is just a distraction, making everybody think, boy, this is really critical. This election means everything. You know, if we don't have McCain, the world is going to go to the dogs, or vice versa. If we don't have Obama, we're not going to be able to take care of the people, and the poor are all going to suffer and die. And it's all orchestrated to people, so people are misdirected from the important issues of war and peace and money and the Federal Reserve and the business cycle and all these calamities that are going on. So they don't want us to know, and by the time we do know and figure it out, then it's so hard to reverse the trend. You know, it's sort of like the Patriot Act should have been defeated before we passed it. Once it's passed, it's really tough to repeal laws like that.
Congressman Powell is saying the 21st, the 22nd. Others are naming that date. You're there at the Hill. You know, you're closer to the inside of the actual workings of power than the general public is. Have you heard anybody who has inside knowledge about what the crisis is, or is it going to be the announcement of the New World Order?
Well, I think it's going to be announcement of a new monetary order, and they'll probably make it sound as very limited. They're not going to say this is world government, even though if you control the world money and you control the military, which they do indirectly, they do control the world. Now, they're mainly interested in controlling the money and natural resources, and right now it's not in the hands of private property owners. Here in Texas, you know, we develop natural resources pretty much by private property ownership, and we all survive rather well. But compare that to what happens in Alaska. But what happens when it's a world central bank, worldwide regulation, and world control of the whole system of all the commodities and all the natural resources? What else can you call that other than world government?
And it's going to be controlled by the very financial institutions that orchestrated the controlled crisis. And they're openly saying, for those that don't know, and I'd like the congressman to comment on this, but these IMF and World Bank chiefs, the head of the International Bank of Settlements, Treasury secretaries, others, Fed chairman, are saying that we will pay different stock taxes, different derivatives taxes, different taxes on the stock market transactions, and there's going to be world carbon taxes that you buy from this group of banks. I mean, that is total control, and as Barack Obama said, he's going to bankrupt the coal industry that gives us 49% of our power. This is the neo-feudal model.
Yep, it is. It's indirect control. They're not going to own the coal mines, but they and the coal processes. What they do is just tax you, and they can control us. And I've argued the case that we don't have private property in this country anymore because we have all the responsibility and liability. But can you use your land without getting permission? You have to get 20 permits to use your own land. And in order to stay on the land, you have to pay huge taxes. So we pay rent to stay on our own property and can't use unless you get government control and government permission. But here now, the permission isn't going to just come from Austin or just come from Washington. Now we're going to have to go to La Hague or wherever they control things. And the big thing here is it slows things up so much. I imagine a few of them think that they'll be able to manage this and we'll be able to help take care of everybody, but obviously that isn't the case. They're going to make this world a lot poorer.
You're listening to Alex Jones with Congressman Ron Paul and trend forecaster Gerald Celente in this encore presentation of the Alex Jones Radio Show.
I am so frustrated. I can't seem to remember anything anymore.
What?
Seriously, my memory and attention span is terrible. I read something and forget. I forget people's names. I hear all this great information on the radio and I want to tell people, but I forget.
Okay, slow down. Poor attention and memory loss is not your fault. Factors like fluoride in the water, aluminum in deodorants, genetically modified foods, the way the education system taught you. It's all meant to dumb you down. You know, I can remember everything now, even entire books.
What? How?
There is this website called School of Phenomenal Memory. Their online course is a real breakthrough in the field of memory improvement. In fact, they guarantee that every single person will be able to memorize any type of information, including entire books, after they complete just 60 lessons. And they offer a no questions asked, no time limit, money back guarantee.
Wow. What's the website?
Now, don't forget, it's pmemory.net. The letter P, memory.net.
Break the law and you're caught on film.
Practically impossible for police to spot plates that have been treated with the reflective spray.
The reflection blinded our camera.
We are under the microscope. Red light cameras and speed cameras are in place to make money, not for your safety. But you don't have to be defenseless against these unconstitutional devices. Have a fighting chance with SprayYourPlate.com's photo blocker. When properly applied, this revolutionary product has proven itself to be the most effective device available against traffic cameras. Invisible to the naked eye, your license plate, when flashed, will be overexposed and unreadable to the cameras. Save your money. Go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. And check out the newscast showing the photo blocker in action, proving that the Spray Your Plate's photo blocker works against traffic cameras. Go to SprayYourPlate.com or call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate. And when the cameras flash, you'll save some cash.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com. Or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs,
As the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Join.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Congressman Powell is saying the 21st, the 22nd. Others are naming that date. You're there at the Hill. Have you heard anybody who has inside knowledge about what the crisis is, or is it going to be the announcement of the New World Order?
Well, I think it's going to be announcement of a new monetary order, and they'll probably make it sound as very limited. They're not going to say this is world government, even though if you control the world money and you control the military, which they do indirectly, they do control the world. They're mainly interested in controlling the money and natural resources. But what happens when it's a world central bank, worldwide regulation, and world control of the whole system of all the commodities and all the natural resources? What else can you call that other than world government?
And it's going to be controlled by the very financial institutions that orchestrated the controlled crisis. And they're openly saying, for those that don't know, and I'd like the congressman to comment on this, but these IMF and World Bank chiefs, the head of the International Bank of Settlements, Treasury secretaries, others, Fed chairman, are saying that we will pay different stock taxes, different derivatives taxes, different taxes on the stock market transactions, and there's going to be world carbon taxes that you buy from this group of banks. I mean, that is total control, and as Barack Obama said, he's going to bankrupt the coal industry that gives us 49% of our power. This is the neo-feudal model.
Yep, it's indirect control. They're not going to own the coal mines, but the coal processes. What they do is just tax you, and they can control us. And I've argued the case that we don't have private property in this country anymore because we have all the responsibility and liability. But can you use your land without getting permission? You have to get 20 permits to use your own land. And in order to stay on the land, you have to pay huge taxes. So we pay rent to stay on our own property. Can't use unless you get government control and government permission. But here now, the permission isn't going to just come from Austin or just come from Washington. Now we're going to have to go to La Hague or wherever they control things. And the big thing here is it slows things up so much. I imagine a few of them think that they'll be able to manage this and we'll be able to help take care of everybody, but obviously that isn't the case. They're going to make this world a lot poorer.
That's why Newsweek's calling him the president of the world. They're calling him that in British and German and French newspapers. I mean, they are calling him the one. I mean, anytime you see that in history, Congressman, isn't that dangerous?
I mean, that means not only dangerous, but maybe we have crossed the Rubicon. You know, maybe it's going to be very difficult. So we have to look for sources of optimism. What do we do? Ultimately, though, all that happens to us is a result of philosophy and beliefs and convictions. And that's where I think we've made some inroads. In spite of the shortcomings of our campaign, I think we made some inroads in calling attention to a lot of people in this country, the importance of monetary policy, the importance of the central bank, the importance of how government causes so much problem. It's just that we're in the minority.
That's right. Your campaign covered all the issues that are now unfolding center stage on the world. But as you said, the global crisis they were going to engineer, for decades you've said this, that when we came to that point, it would be with the free market and liberty and freedom be able to use the crisis to expand liberty, or with the establishment who orchestrated it, use it to bring in more bondage. Now, I want to get into the trifecta, the House, the Senate, so now the legislative, and the executive, at least for a year or two, with just absolute power. How dangerous is that, with Chuckie Schumer talking about all these new taxes and more gun control and fairness doctrine restricting free speech?
I think it's very dangerous, and the first year is probably going to be the most dangerous year. And just think of Bush's first year, but he also had the 9/11 thing that he could use to scare everybody to death. And Obama will use the financial crisis. The crisis will get worse, and there'll be some more military skirmishes around the world. So he'll say, well, we got to do this, got to do this. And just as the Republican Congress wouldn't say boo to our Republican president, you know the Democratic Congress is never going to stand up. There'll be a couple, maybe a Dennis Kucinich and a few others who are principled and anti-war, but the Democratic Congress will not stand up to the president. As a matter of fact, a lot of Republicans might say, hey, how do I stay in here? Obama's so popular, I better go along with it. I don't want to look like I'm in opposition to this. Sort of like how many people went along with the bailout. Oh, I don't want to look like I don't care about the financial crisis, I better vote for this. Oh, I don't want to look like I don't care about the danger of the terrorists coming here. I better vote for the Patriot Act. There's going to be a lot of that, and there's going to be a lot of legislation passed, I think, in the first year.
Well, that's the issue. Obama's called for a million-man youth brigade as large as the military. The Air Force has now announced more brigades being added to NORTHCOM. What is the left, the mainline left, going to do when they realize that Barack Obama is actually going to intensify all of the policies that George Bush had?
Well, there's not too many left. I mean, you have the Ralph Naders and others, but they get marginalized, just as I was in the Republican Party. So those who are principled, who object to this, aren't going to be heard from, and people are going to go along with it. And that, of course, is where our problem is. So I don't know. It doesn't look all that good.
No, it doesn't. Congressman, how do we prepare for this? How do we... I mean, we've already had the government triple under George Bush. Now Obama's talking about expanding it even more. I mean, what do we do, in your educated opinion, to somehow save the republic?
Well, they're going to claim they're saving it because they take all these people up and put them in all these organizations in the military and type of things. Oh, unemployment rates are going down. That's what they'll probably argue. No, we have to continue to do what we're doing. You're in the business of passing on and spreading information. That, to me, is the most crucial, getting more people engaged, more people understanding what the issues are. Nothing else is more important than that. And then when you see an opportunity, then we have to turn this into political action, and hopefully we don't give up on that too soon, but it does get rather frustrating, especially after elections like this. But there's going to be special elections. So, you know, there's two senators that have to resign now. There'll be special elections there. There'll be, a congressman that'll, there'll be special elections. In special elections, it gives you a better opportunity for us to spread our message and identify, because turnouts are lower. That's how I won office the very first time. If I hadn't won that thing, I'd have never been in politics.
Congressman, do you think that we are in danger of not just them using the staged economic crisis that they created to get total control, but Gulf of Tonkin's? Because they're also talking about terror attacks, inaugural bombings, Al-Qaeda, Al-Qaeda wants to test the resolve of the United States. Do you think that's in the cards?
Oh, well, it sure is. But back to the philosophy, it's the philosophy of the Bush doctrine, which was that we have the right to preemptively strike anybody. And then he even expanded that recently by saying, well, we don't have to invade and conquer, but we have the right to go in and bomb anybody without their permission. That's why we go into Pakistan and into Syria, which are acts of war. So they have the tools to do it, and they have the sentiment, and most Americans are oblivious to what's happening.
So you're saying you think members of the establishment might stage something so that people will then support more warmongering, but this time by Obama?
Yeah, of course, we've been worrying about that for a long time. I thought it would have occurred sooner because Bush was so anxious to go into Iran. around. It hasn't happened so far, so maybe our talking about it made him back off a little bit.
Congressman,
that doesn't mean
you.
We should be complacent.
Hold on 1 second.
You're listening to Alex Jones with Congressman Ron Paul and trend forecaster Gerald Celente in this encore presentation of the...
What will you do when the economy collapses, store shelves are empty, and your stored food is gone? How will you feed your family? True self-sufficiency and peace of mind is being able to grow a wide range of crops, ensuring a well-balanced diet for your family. GetSeeds.net is offering 100 different varieties of GM-free vegetable seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You get over 14,000 seeds for only $49. We offer a complete range of seeds, including heirloom tomatoes, old-fashioned beans, carrots, sweet corn, peppers, cucumbers, celery, broccoli, onions, cauliflower, asparagus, spinach, melons, and a whole lot more. This is one of the finest, most affordable seed offers that is on the market today. Variety in your garden means a diverse and healthy diet for your family year-round. So go to GetSeeds.net or call 1-877-394-6657. Supplies are limited, so order today. That's GetSeeds.net or 1-877-394-6657.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
Ionic Zone has the lowest prices in the USA on shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. Ionic Zone shock treatment ozone generators are used by remediation contractors and homeowners alike to sterilize homes and cars, making them free from bacteria, molds, viruses, and complete removal of secondhand smoke, pet odors, you name it. What else can three oxygen atoms, in other words, ozone, do? Many hospitals sterilize their operating rooms with ozone before and after operations. And have you ever heard of ozone therapy? Ionic Zone has a wealth of information on ozone therapy. Ozone therapy is used, among other things, to raise the body's oxygen level, which studies suggest boosts the immune system. You can learn more about ozone therapy or Ionic Zone ozone generators by going to ioniczone.com or calling 800-549-9535. That's ioniczone.com or toll free 800-549-9535. Ionic Zone.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
Phones in the shower for our guest. And he can talk about any issue, so the folks on hold, you can talk to him as well. He's Gerald Celente. We're really honored to have him with us. We wrote a story at PrisonPlanet.com last week titled, Celente Predicts Revolution, Food Riots, Tax Rebellions by 2012. He goes on international television, national television, Fox, CNN, you name it. He is one of the, if not the, most accurate, because I've been following him for more than a decade,
people predicting trends. They call him a trend forecaster. I would call him a futurist, but just seeing where things are going. And he makes a lot of the similar predictions we make, but I tend to just read UN think tank documents, RAND Corporation, where they say what they're going to do. He said there will be a revolution in this country, and it's not going to come yet, but it's going to come down the line, and we're going to see a third party, and that's the catalyst for it. The takeover of Washington, D.C. in broad daylight by Wall Street in a bloodless coup. And then he goes into talking about basically riots and homelessness and complete breakdown of society. And so joining us for the next hour is Gerald Celente to talk about a host of issues and get where he thinks we're going in the future. And, of course, you can also link through and go to his website, trendsresearch.com. Gerald Celente, thanks for coming on.
Hey, Alex, thank you for having me.
You bet. We got 3 minutes before you break, but just lay out in the first 3 minutes a little bit about yourself and what trend research is.
Well, current events form future trends. So we look at the major social, economic, political, geopolitical, environmental, consumer. We look at over 300 different categories on a daily basis worldwide, looking for those major trends that are shaping the future. For example, the current event today that everyone should know about is that what Citigroup announced, they're firing 50,000 people. I mean, and they're not going to make those jobs up in the Circuit City of Starbucks. So we look at this data and we analyze it, but we do so as political atheists. Both of these parties, you know, we have nothing to do with them. And so we look at events for what they are and not the way we want them to be. And that's what really stops a lot of people from seeing the future. The other thing is when you look at economic forecasts, political forecasts, they do it one-dimensionally. They don't look at all the other interlocking fields.
Yes.
So that's what we do differently than most others. The system that we have, we call globalnomic. It means including the entire world from the word globus and mnemine to manage, because trends can be managed. You can see what's happening and then take the measures necessary to protect yourself or to profit from what the future may bring.
Absolutely. When we come back, I want to get into the fact that the NSA uses its snooping system, not so much to even, quote, spy on the individual, but to see major trends and try to get ahead of it, to control it, and to give that info to select intergroup corporations. The government, the big corporations, they know what you and I know, Gerald, and what you're so good at. They just don't like advertising real systems to the public.
Well, yes and no, because we've worked with a number of the major corporations, and, you know, that's our business. And I have to tell you, there are corporations like Ford, for example. They came to visit us in the 90s, and they, you know, we thought we were talking to dead people. And we said, you know, why waste our time working with these people when we know that what we give them is not going to be implemented? So, you know, we assume that they know, but from our experience, Alex, most of them are well behind the curve. Examples, you know, look at the major corporations today and how they're suffering at so many different levels.
Gerald, I want to get into how you integrate all these different sectors of the economy, the society, how you come up with your trends that have turned out to be so accurate. But before we do that, perhaps we should get the listeners who don't know who you are to learn a little bit about Gerald Celente, how you got into this particular field and became a leader in it, or the leader in it. And, you know, basically some of the predictions that you've made that have been so accurate and where you see us going, you know, fleshing out the discussions that you've had about basically complete breakdown of society and martial law type scenarios.
Well, the way I began my career, after graduate school, I managed the mayoral campaign for the fellow running for office in Yonkers, New York, and it was 1971. And from there, they sent me up to Albany. I did such a great job. And I was the assistant to the secretary of the New York State Senate, which, by the way, was the worst job I ever had. You know, it's a disgusting spectacle to see grown men grovel, particularly from a kid that was grown up in the Bronx. And, you know, you'd watch all these people. I'd be talking to a buddy, you know, we'd be in the chambers, in the Senate chambers, and a senator would walk in. My buddy would leave me to go help the senator sit down, you know, pull his chair out, you know. So when my friend would come back, I'd say, what's the matter? You know, the guy can't sit down on his own. He needs some help. So that was I got to see the insides of government. From there, I went to St. John's University, and I taught probably one of the nation's first courses in American politics and campaign technology in 1972. From there, I went to Chicago, and I was a government affairs specialist, working for segments of the chemical industry and other parts of the industry, and between Washington and Chicago. As a matter of fact, I was in D.C. When the first energy crisis hit in 1973. Jimmy Carter later becomes president, and the Iranian conflict breaks out. And I had been following this thing for years, Alex. You know, I knew how the CIA overthrew the democratically elected government of Iran and Mossadegh and on, and how the SAVAK, the secret police of the Shah, was only second to the SS. You know, it was a brutal regime. When the revolution started to happen in Iran, I knew it was real because I knew of the pent-up hatred that they had against this guy. Jimmy Carter goes to spend New Year's Eve with the Shah and his wife, and he and Rosalind. And in those days when the president came back from overseas, it was a big deal. He walks up to the microphones after saluting and walking out of the helicopter on the White House lawn. And Jimmy Carter announced to the American people that the Shah was the island of stability in the Middle East. At that moment, I became a political atheist. I'd been around long enough, I knew the game. And then the second thing that hit me was, what will be the implications of what's going on? And I realized that gold and oil prices would increase. So I started to speculate in both those fields. And I was only a kid. I was in my early 30s, you know. And I didn't know what the hell I was doing. But I did know enough that I knew that the American public was getting one story, and then it was a whole other story on the international scene. I made enough money from that where I quit my job, and that's when I began the Trends Research Institute in 1980, always under the understanding that current events form future trends, but if I look at them, as you said going into the break, without looking at them the way I want them to be, the way I wish them or hope them to be, and just the way they are, and let the data speak for itself, then you can see a clear direction of where the future is heading. And you know, it's like going to a doctor. You get a diagnosis, but you don't call the doctor an SOB if you don't like his economic or political diagnosis. You accept it for what it is and work from that parameter. And that's what we do. We see the trends, the way they're laying out in front of us, where they're going to go, and then we work around that direction, not trying to redirect it in our minds so that we hope for something different.
Well, now specifically, because we have limited time with you, I could talk to you for 10 hours. You've got so much information. Briefly, I know you don't like to brag, but no brag, just fact, as John Wayne would say. Break down some of the predictions and trends, the projections that you've made that have unfortunately come true. And I say unfortunately because your analysis is pretty much identical to mine and many other experts I'm interviewing about, on the good side, total depression, breakdown of society, police state. On the bad side, road warrior, Mad Max, 10,000 BC, just lawless third world bands of, that's what you're talking about now, and that's where all the trends are headed, and government is doing everything it can to accentuate that. So let's break down some of your track record and then get into what's happening currently and then into the future, sir.
You're listening to Alex Jones with Congressman Ron Paul and trend forecaster Gerald Celente in this encore presentation of the Alex Jones Radio Show. Radio Show.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Toxic heavy metals negatively impact our health. They're in the air we breathe, the water we drink, the food we eat, the products we use, and the objects we touch. Exposure is impossible to avoid. Heavy metals build up within the body over a period of time, causing poor health. However, with Kelarex, they can be mobilized and excreted in a safe and effective manner. Kelarex was developed based on Dr. Alan Greenberg's clinical experience with heavy metal poisoning during his 25 years of medical practice. Kelarex does not contain EDTA and is made from all natural ingredients, enhancing the body's natural mechanisms for excreting heavy metals and preventing their reabsorption. Kelarex contains antioxidants to protect the liver, kidneys, central nervous system, and immune functions, and effectively mobilizes mercury and 15 other heavy metals, including aluminum, arsenic, lead, and more. Find out what Kelarex can do for you by calling 1-800-675-4568 or visit us online at chelorex.com. That's Kelarex.com today.
Santa, Christmas Eve and you haven't left yet?
Ho, 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 ho. No, I can't find my keys.
Here's the perfect gift. Our patented Find One, Find All Key Finder, or FOFA XT for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet, and projects a loud 90-plus decibel beep. And new for Christmas, there's even a FOFA just for eyeglasses.
Where did I put my glasses, Mrs. Claus? Oh, here they are.
Luckily, Rudolph's nose isn't the only thing that flashes.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. Again, that's findonefindall.com.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Acola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
How much food do you have in your fridge? How long would it last in the event of a nationwide crisis? SurvivalGearSource.com is America's number one source for survival kits and supplies. SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com is everything you need to be prepared. Get your storable food at SurvivalGearSource.com. We've supplied thousands of Americans with our ready-to-eat meals. Sealed, portable, and will last for years. Get your portable flameless ovens for cooking. Get your ultra-portable survival kits now. Tailored for 1, 4, 10, or even the 100-person deluxe kit. Prepare for nuclear and bioterrorism with a complete terror protection kit, including gas masks, biosuits, potassium iodate, a solar hand crank flashlight, radio, cell phone charger, and much more. Prepare now. Order by phone at 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. Or go to survivalgearsource.com. Use coupon code GCN and receive a free Patriot bar with every order. Survivalgearsource.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Specifically, because we have limited time with you, I could talk to you for 10 hours. You've got so much information briefly. I know you don't like to brag, but no brag, just fact. As John Wayne would say, break down some of the predictions and trends, the projections that you've made that have unfortunately come true. And I say unfortunately because your analysis is pretty much identical to mine and many other experts I'm interviewing about, on the good side, total depression, breakdown of society, police state. On the bad side, road warrior, Mad Max, 10,000 BC, just lawless third world bands of
I mean, that's what you're talking about now, and that's where all the trends are headed, and government is doing everything it can to accentuate that. So let's break down some of your track record and then get into what's happening currently and then into the future, sir.
Yeah, well, I guess my first big forecast came in 1980. Actually, it was January of 1987. And I had predicted that there'd be a stock market crash that year, and the Wall Street Journal gave me credit for that one as well. From there, the next big one was with, I had in my book Trend Tracking, as a matter of fact, I came out and said that there would be a new third party. This was in 1988, and for some reason I said that Ross Perot would be the type of candidate that would kind of head this kind of party, and in those days nobody knew who Ross Perot was. From there, my other big forecast in the consumer end had to do with gourmet coffees, the organic foods, water in the early 80s, a big water trend, bottled water, a whole variety of natural healing trends. Matter of fact, one of the early books I worked on in 1986 was called Natural Healing. So I got a very good understanding of that field as well. And again, this is what really differentiates me from a lot of the other trend forecasters, in that I get involved in a lot of the fields where I see things going and understand them at a different level. So those are some of the things. Then back going into the economic crisis, we had then forecast the 1990 recession, how long it would last, and the 1997 foreign currency crisis, the dot-com crash. In our Trends Journal, we said in October 1999 that by the second quarter of 2000, we would have the dot-com bubble would burst, then the ensuing recession, and then this past November 7th, we took out the domain name panicof08.com. And we knew that there would be the panic of 08, and we also said that they were in our top trends for 2008, which came out on December 17th, 2007, we said that there would be an economic 9/11.
And now we see that unfolding. What do you see? What is the best case scenario versus the worst case scenario? I mean, take that question any way you want. Those are just general thoughts I have.
Well, and let me back up too, because you know we're only human here, and we don't see everything, and we don't make all the calls properly. In the 1990s, for example, we underestimated in around 1993, 1994, the impact of the computer revolution and the technology boom. Now, any of us that remember back then, you know, it was still in its infancy, and so and they had that law. I forget which the name of the law where things increase at an exponential rate in technology far beyond what we had ever anticipated. So that's what's got us out of the 1990s recession, because we should have been in the shape we are in now back then had it not been for that technological boom. Now,
I understand for time we're oversimplifying, but also they changed the banking rules in 93, 95, 99, so that also helped the bubble along.
That helped the bubble along, and that created the big bubble that burst that we're in now, as you well know.
Yeah.
So, but just to give you the scenarios, yeah, we're saying we're going to go into a depression worse than the Great Depression, and here's why. And then I'm going to tell you why it cannot happen, or it may not happen.
Yeah, I mean, there is a way to get out of this.
Is a way to get out of it, but not through fiscal or monetary stimulus. If we have an alternative energy breakthrough beyond solar, wind, geothermal, biofuel that they like to talk about, whether it's something in coal fusion, zero-point energy, charge clusters, permanent magnets, hydrogen power, something like that that's a productive enhancement that's as big as the discovery of fire or the invention of the wheel, then we get out of this economic mess.
A whole new market, a paradigm-shifting development. You're saying minus that, we're in deep trouble.
Minus that, we're going to go into the greatest depression, and here's why. Back when we had the last depression, most people didn't own homes. They didn't have all this burden that they're carrying now with taxes and everything else, insurance. Back then, people didn't have home equity loans. Matter of fact, you know, we're probably both old enough to know when people had something called second mortgages, they were called losers. Back then, people didn't have credit cards. They weren't over $14 trillion in debt. back then, the government had a trade surplus. We were not $700 billion in the hole each
year. And the people were self-sufficient.
And the people were self-sufficient. Back then, the government was not spending, we're $11.5 trillion in growing in the hole with a budget deficit. Back then, we had budget surpluses.
Oh.
Back then, we weren't costing us over $2 trillion to fight wars. Back then, we had a manufacturing base that when the Depression finally did end with the onset of World War II, we were able to manufacture ourselves out of it, and then later on the rest of the world.
Gerald, you were going over why we're in such a much more precarious and weak and debilitated position than the people that went through the 10 years of the Great Depression, and then forecasting where we're going in the future. Please continue.
Yeah, the other thing, too, and by the way, the one that you pointed out as well is very, very important. The people are more self-sufficient than they are now. You know, this is it's like a baby state in so many ways. And, you know, people looking for help from the government, my God, you know. I mean, Katrina quality rescue skills, what are they looking at? And the other thing that people need to know was during the Depression, you know, we didn't have it. You know, you can do some of these work project things that they talk about. You know, we didn't have these deficits that we have now. So to keep talking about stimulus packages, to keep talking about work project packages, where is this money going to come from? And again, as every historian or economist knows, the only thing that got us out of that Depression was World War II. So having said that, we are looking now in the short term. Here's the scenario that we see unfolding. What we're going to see is after we think the real breakdown is going to begin in February. That's our forecast. Because in February, we're going to now realize the shock of what has happened from a disappointing Christmas holiday retail season.
And you think the Obama, hope will fade by then as well?
Yes, for a lot of people. It's going to fade for the people that have lost everything. You go to all of these places around the country, like the Carolinas, we had Wachovia and all these banking centers, financial centers, people living in their McMansions and having these huge, huge mortgages. I mean, they're going to become McBoarding houses as they try to get people in there so they could pay the rent and pay the taxes and pay the utilities. So we think it's going to be February because the real data is going to come in to show how really bad this is. Having said that, there's still going to be the element of hope that Obama is going to be able to do something, and being that they're painting him as an FDR and cloaking him in that mantle, get ready for a bank holiday. And I love the terminology, Alex, that they use, you know, holiday, you know, they make it sound so beautiful. That means you're not going to get your money out of the bank. And they're going to say, don't worry, it's FDIC insured, but you just can't get it out all at once. So we are also in that camp, by the way, that we are going to see, even though it doesn't look like it now because of a variety of manipulations going on, we believe that gold is going to go into the 2000 range, and we're going to see periods of deflation whereby all those homes out there are going to be worth a lot less than they are now. And there's a glut of product everywhere, deflationary prices on one end and hyperinflation on the other. As I mentioned with February, because once all these retail outlets start closing, as we're already seeing with Circuit City, with Starbucks, it's going to be a glut of commercial real estate, and that's the next shoe to fall.
All right, long segment coming up. I want to break down then over the next few years what he thinks government's response will be to this, why he thinks it will push the people into open rebellion. Our guest is Gerald Celente. I'm Alex Jones. Our website's InfoWars.com.
You're listening to Alex Jones with Congressman Ron Paul and trend forecaster Gerald Celente in this encore presentation of the Alex Jones Radio Show.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNlive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNlive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNlive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Lead from solder and copper pipes, mercury from fish, dental fillings, vaccines, arsenic in the water. These heavy metal toxins are difficult or even impossible to avoid. Even trace amounts of these heavy metals over time can impact your health. Many health problems have been suggested as being related to this heavy metal exposure, including memory loss, high blood pressure, depression, mood swings, speech disorders, neuropathy, autoimmune diseases, chronic fatigue, and more. Unfortunately, traditional detoxifying isn't able to clear the body of these harmful and potentially deadly toxins. That's why there's PuraClear from Ripple Creek. PuraClear contains a proprietary blend of ingredients, including a cilantro extract and alpha-lipoic acid, among other ingredients formulated specifically to promote body cleansing. PuraClear also has ingredients selected to promote improved circulation to enhance activity, so that heavy metals may be more effectively captured and removed from the body. Order PuraClear now by calling Ripple Creek at 203-331-0363 or go to ripplecreek.com.
One school open and a UT history professor.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
Details on News Radio 590 KLB.
IRN USA Radio News, I'm Jody Jordan. President-elect Barack Obama has pledged in a phone conversation with Afghan President Hamid Karzai that fighting terrorism in Afghanistan and the region would be one of his top priorities. Here's Jason Stragioso.
Obama's pledge to fight terrorism in the region, an apparent pledge to Pakistan, should please Karzai, who has long accused Pakistan's intelligence service of supporting the Taliban in bomb attacks inside Afghanistan.
And President Bush will be meeting with Peru's president ahead of today's final meetings of the annual Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Forum. And Bush is also hoping for a disarmament agreement with North Korea before he leaves office. Here's Ben Feller.
The hang-up is, what are the terms going to be? How will the world be able to verify that nuclear threat of North Korea is gone? And trying to get something on paper that all the parties can agree on.
This is IRN USA Radio News.
It works, it works, it works, it works. And what's best is, it works from home. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? This is Andy Willoughby from the 3stepplan.com home business system. The dramatic difference with 3stepplan.com is that it does work. And after almost 5 years, I think that even the most diehard skeptic would have to agree there must be something different about the 3stepplan.com home business system. You see, we operate more like a mini franchise, so you get the expertise of people who have actually been successful working at home to help and guide you in operating your home business. It's kind of like a McDonald's franchise without the teenagers and big startup expense. And of course, we don't sell hamburgers. You do get to work with some really nice people who share similar family values. To find out how you can make more money working from home, go to 3stepplan.com or call 800-480-2102. 800-480-2102.
Police are still looking for the man who opened fire inside a mall packed with shoppers near Seattle yesterday. One person was killed and another is listed in critical condition. Police say they expect to identify a suspect soon and make an arrest. Mike Murphy is a police spokesman.
I'm confident we're going to get him at some point in the near future.
And retailers are anxiously getting ready for this week's Black Friday. Stores will be pushing big-time discounts and specials, though they worry shoppers will be too worried about their own economic futures to buy much.
Shopper Carlos Colon of Bronx says retirement is allowing him to spend money and buy gifts without too much concern.
I'm retired, so I don't have any problems economically. I have a good federal pension, and I get Social Security soon now, so.
So you're immune from some of this stuff?
Practically.
For more news and analysis, log on to IRNnews.com.
My name is Jeannie. I'm able to work from home and be a full-time mom.
Hi, how in the world are you anyway? This is Andy Willoughby with the Three-Step Plan Home-Based Business System. Thousands of Americans are successfully working from home with the Three-Step Plan.
My name is Bill, and I've been able to quit my job, pay off all of my bills.
To find out how you could work from home with your own home-based business, go to threestepplan.com or call 800-897-0395. 800-897-0395.
This year's group of Rhodes Scholars includes a man who used to dish out punishing hits on the football field. Here's Bob Eller.
When he created the scholarships that bear his name, diamond magnate Cecil Rhodes ordered that recipients not be merely bookworms. Myron Roll certainly fits that bill. The Florida State safety had started 32 straight games until last night, missing most of the first half against Maryland after his scholarship interview. Roll plans to be a neurosurgeon. Byron White was a football star and Rhodes Scholar and went on to be a Supreme Court Justice. Tom McMillan and Bill Bradley were Rhodes Scholars. They played pro basketball before serving in Congress. Bob Eller, Washington.
It isn't quite Big Brother, but it's close. The security precautions for President-elect Barack Obama will be like no other. Here's Bryant Thomas.
Those attending the parade and ceremony can expect to be searched by either machines or security personnel or both. Precautions will range from magnetometers like those used in airports to counter snipers, undercover officers, and even bomb-sniffing dogs.
And the U.S. Geological Survey says a moderate earthquake has struck before dawn off the coast of Puerto Rico. Randy Baldwin is a geophysicist.
We have a preliminary magnitude of 5.1 at a depth of 6.2 miles. It was located approximately 61 miles north from San Juan.
I'm Jody Jordan for IRN USA Radio News.
I am so frustrated. I can't seem to remember anything anymore.
What?
Seriously, my memory and attention span is terrible. I read something and forget. I forget people's names. I hear all this great information on the radio and I want to tell people, but I forget.
Okay, slow down. Poor attention and memory loss is not your fault. Factors like fluoride in the water, aluminum in deodorants, genetically modified foods, the way the education system taught you. It's all meant to dumb you down. You know, I can remember everything now, even entire books.
What? How?
There is this website called School of Phenomenal Memory. Their online course is a real breakthrough in the field of memory improvement. In fact, they guarantee that every single person will be able to memorize any type of information, including entire books, after they complete just 60 lessons. And they offer a no questions asked, no time limit, money back guarantee.
Wow. What's the website?
Now, don't forget, it's pmemory.net. The letter P, memory.net.
Prepare yourself
for a talk radio experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
I was just talking to Gerald Celente during the break. He didn't tell me not to say this, but he'll probably get a seat in the FEMA camp for it. Probably already will, but I didn't know he was aware of our work and said it was, interesting. And that, let's just get from Gerald Celente, because I'm interested. I really respect him, what he thinks of the work we're doing here from the work of mine that he's seen. Mr. Celente?
Yes, no, I've been following you for years, and I admire you as a man of courage, and in these times not many people have it anymore, and they're always towing the party line or afraid of the implications of what they say. And you've been a man that speaks out, you speak your mind, and you're a man of your word and your conviction. So, what's not to admire?
Well, I admire you, but I mean, look, with me, it's not even courage. And I would imagine it's the same with you because I talk to other people that'll speak out and trailblaze. I mean, why would you lie? I mean, all you've got is who you are and the truth. Money, power, things like that really don't matter to a well-centered person. The truth, veritas, is everything. So with me, it's not even courage. In a way, it's the opposite of courage. I have been so freaked out by what I saw coming historically, because we repeat the same activities over and over again, that it's actually been out of fear that I've been trying to change things and trying to warn people. And also, quote, brotherly love. I mean, I don't like seeing people be conned. I don't like seeing my fellow, humans being hurt. Why do you do what you do, Gerald? Because obviously, you put yourself at risk doing some of the things you do.
Oh, yeah. No, listen, it's funny when we talked about, the failings of the Bush administration, we were called Bush bashers. Now we're being called Obama bashers, it's the price that you pay. And you said it. What's more than your word? I mean, for me, my belief is that when I take that last breath, I want to know that I was true to myself. There's a great saying, that whether it's the Quran, the Bible, Jesus, Muhammad, or Buddha, there is no salvation for the hypocrite. So, what's the sense of living if you're going to be a hypocrite? But, as but it really is a time for people, as they say, now is the time for all good men to come to the aid of their country. And this is that time, and we've never seen it more than this, because there is going to be that period following. When the crime rates start going up, the first reaction is going to be send more police out into the streets. And so they're going to build up more and more of this. Again, you can call what's going on now with the government now controlling the world's largest insurance company, the world's largest mortgage brokerage. And now they're talking about taking over one of the largest auto companies. And of course, now they're buying into the banks. You could call this either socialism, communism, or fascism, but you cannot call it free enterprise or democracy.
That's right. It's total command and control. The break interrupted you. You were continuing to go through how you see this unfolding and just how bad it's going to get.
So what we're looking at then is they're going to call a bank holiday, we believe. And we also believe that they're going to try the same thing that FDR did with confiscating gold. That'll be another thing, because we're already hearing from the G20 members to reinstitute some format of the Bretton Woods Agreement, which, of course, gold was the standard. But, of course, there's too much money out there, so that means gold would probably be $6,000 or $60,000 an ounce. It would have a really, really high value. So we think that there's going to be that kind of confiscation. We think also that they're going to... They're doing it already. They're squeezing the little people, and this is why there's going to be a revolt. You look at, go around the country, Alex, state after state, city after city, locality after locality. They're raising taxes to make up for lost revenues. How are the people going to pay these things when their median household income is well below 1999 levels? Wages are falling behind. How are they losing their jobs? That's number one. Here in New York, what they're doing in the city is they just hired several hundred new traffic enforcement officers, so that when you're driving in New York City, and if your car goes into that white space between the lines where the pedestrian walks, you get a ticket.
Yeah, what they're doing is white gloving everyone now. Everywhere I drive in Austin, there's a cop every half mile. Now if you go a couple miles over the speed limit, they give you a ticket. Everything's being watched, but then they admit in major Texas papers that illegal aliens are above the law. They don't have to have any driver's license, insurance, nothing. Only the citizens. And then meanwhile, traffic enforcement cops in New York have gotten in trouble because they drive the worst. They park wherever they want. They do whatever they want. I mean, they're just going to keep squeezing and squeezing, and now not just property taxes. They're saying, we're just going to assess you $20,000, everybody in the town, for new roads we're putting in. I mean, government just, is going crazy. What's going to happen?
Well, this is why the revolt is going to take place. You know, there's another one, too. They've unleashed all of the people, from the sales tax people, you know, going to all the small shops, the pizza shops, you know, the liquor stores, all the small people, and they're cracking down on them, making them pay more sales tax. IRS is going to go after more of the small people because the too big to fails are too big to control and too big to monitor. So this is where the revolution starts taking place, because when you're hungry and when you're out of a job and when you're out on the streets, you don't want to hear "yes, we can" anymore. And that's what's going to happen. And the other thing that's going to happen as well is we believe that there's going to be a new third party formed around the same reasons the third parties were formed in the 19th century, against the central bankers taking over the country. And if anybody's not old enough to see what's happening or too blind to look, they better wake up. As we said in our trend alert recently, it was a D.C. heist. They hijacked Washington. And you have Henry Paulson in there from Goldman Sachs. I love it. You know, the liberals, you know, they bash Bush and Cheney. Hey, you know that Cheney has ties to Halliburton. Yeah, how about, you know, who did Obama bring in as his new team, his transition team in there for the economy? Robert Rubin and Larry Summers.
They're the guys, you know, that changed the rules to do all of this.
Exactly. They're the ones that put the nail in the Glass-Steagall Act that allowed the banksters to be running wild as they are now, and also to put all these phony little gambling games like derivatives.
Well, here's the $64 million question then. Why did Kashkari even go up before the House and basically admit they took the $5 trillion, not $700 billion? They're not telling anybody where it went. And then he started laughing at them. I mean, I've never even in modern history, or even in Rome, with Caligula, you know, marrying his horse, seen this type of craziness where it's like they're wanting to push us into rebellion.
And exactly. And this is the same thing. I mean, the same thing happened in France, you know. It's they are living in a world that is, you think, and I was on MSNBC one time and recently, you know, during the elections, and Mitt Romney was still in the race, and he came out with his, you know, shining city on the hill kind of thing, trying to mimic Reagan. And the host said to me, well, you know, isn't Governor Romney correct what he's saying? You know, shouldn't we be more hopeful? You know, this was, you know, last year, and I said, this year actually, but early in the year. And I said, you know, I said, this guy doesn't go to the gas station and pump his own gas. He doesn't go shopping and stop and shop and watch the prices or cut coupons. They don't have a clue what's going on. And that's what's going on over here. Let them eat cake.
You're listening to Alex Jones with Congressman Ron Paul and trend forecaster Gerald Celente in this encore presentation of the Alex Jones Radio Show. Radio Show. Radio Show.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
Imagine feeling totally helpless. Imagine thinking and hearing clearly, but unable to move as the ground rises to meet you. Imagine the pain of 1,000 needles as your body is invaded, locked, and hammered by 50,000 volts of the latest latest in taser technology. If this sounds scary, imagine how it would feel for anyone attempting to victimize a friend, loved one, or even yourself. FortressTactical.com offers you the same technology trusted by police departments from around the world, specializing in less lethal defense. Fortress Tactical carries only the best in U.S.-built protection equipment, like the new Taser C2, which includes a holster, two extra cartridges, and free shipping all for one low price. Visit FortressTactical.com. That's FortressTactical.com. With Christmas just around the corner, give the gift of protection this year by visiting FortressTactical.com. Prohibited in certain states and counties. See website for details.
With Christmas right around the corner and an unstable economy looming, finding the right gift can be tough. Why not give the gift of an Excalibur dehydrator? The Excalibur dehydrator is not only economical, but also fun for the whole family. Save hundreds of dollars by drying your own fruits, vegetables, and meats. Make your own healthy snacks or start storing your own healthy food in case of emergencies, all with no added salts, fats, and preservatives. What a perfect gift for the health-conscious person in your family or for a friend who vows to eat healthier this coming year, even if that friend is you. For a limited time, receive the book Preserve It Naturally, filled with amazing, easy recipes, a $25 value free with your order. Just call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Or go to drying123.com. That's drying123.com. Excalibur Dehydrator wishes you and yours health and wellness for the new year.
The holidays are right around the corner. The crowds, the countless hours in traffic, finding a parking spot just to buy a gift you're worried they might not like anyway. How about surprising your loved ones with a gift they can use every day of the year? Give the gift of safety with security products from PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com carries the largest assortment of pepper spray and other personal safety devices on the web for your spouse, your children, your coworkers, and more. When you purchase the perfect gift from PepperSpray.com, you'll receive 10% off just by using the coupon code GCN. What better way to say Merry Christmas than giving the priceless gift of safety and security from PepperSpray.com? Shop now at PepperSpray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. That's 1-800-908-9988. PepperSpray.com wishes you and yours a safe and happy holiday season.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Studying trends, how bad is it going to get? And we were progressing there. We'd gotten up to February, moving forward. Break down what you see happening.
So we think the first cracks are going to become very evident in February. When the cold winter sets in, people are going to feel the hardship. From then on, it's going to go downhill from there. We're going to see the real estate market's going to bust out completely. And again, the next big shoe to fall, here they come, is going to be the commercial real estate sector. And this is what we wrote in the Trends Journal last year before this all happened. We said the subprime problem was merely the cracks at the bottom of the foundation. Matter of fact, you could see that on a clip that I did in December of 2007. When we said, you know, this stuff about the subprime. Wait till all these hedge funds. And how about these leveraged buyout firms like Sabiris and Carlyle Group and Blackstone that were buying up multi-billion dollar companies with no money down? How about all these real estate developers?
And credit default swaps and credit cards and just everything.
Exactly. So now you look at the commercial sector, as I said, you're seeing now after the retail hit comes, you're going to start seeing ghost malls. Who's going to occupy these things? But here's the positive end, and I want to make this very clear. As the giants fall, they're going to leave big gaps left behind. And that's for the entrepreneurs to move into these slots. You see, what's happening, Alex, is this is, by the way, more than just the collapse of the markets. This is the decline of Empire America. This whole corporate model is built upon growth and expansion. Let's take first the retail sector. they get their money and their stock, people to buy stock in them by the amount of new stores they're building each year, their expansion. Now they're in decline. It's not as though these are brilliant managers and increasing in-store sales. That's not happening.
You're saying we've got to switch to innovation, not just growth and expansion.
Exactly. And they don't know how to do that. As you we were talking earlier, why, you know, I get frustrated working with large corporations. The innovation's not part of their DNA. Or else if they were, they wouldn't be them. You know, all they know how to do is make money. That doesn't make you smart. It makes you shrewd. You know, so there are very different things here. So this is going to be a great opportunity. Something old and ugly is dying that deserves to die. Now let's take it to the other level, agriculture. The agricultural model is built upon producing massive amounts of product and then shipping it far distances. Guess what? Can't do that anymore. This is a great time for local. Local communities buy local. If the people want to thrive and survive in these times, they have to put their focus locally. Support everything you can locally. Don't buy a thing that comes that you don't have to. And by the way, people ask me, you know, what should I do? I go, first thing you do is call up whatever town you're living in and tell them to shut the damn lights off that are lighting up all these municipal buildings. It costs money. You know, my father, he was seven of us. I grew up in the Bronx. And may his soul rest in peace. He used to say to us, shut the lights off. What do you think, I have a pull with Edison? Shut the lights off. Stop. I don't want to pay for this stupidity. So this is where we're going. And then we're going to start seeing the tax revolts. You can't raise taxes when people are out of work and their incomes are declining. Who do these people think they are?
Well, what you said is, earlier is happening already. Bush tripled the size of government. Obama's promising to expand it even more. And they're hiring more cops, more bureaucrats, more. And we just don't have it. What is it you don't understand?
Exactly. So then they're going to understand the same way they did with the French Revolution. We're going to have a revolution. By the way, in our future forecast, we can see the country splitting up into either regions or separate states pulling out. Because this country, again, this is, and this, you could go back to our Trends Journal. It was the fall edition 2002. The headline read, Empire America fading fast. We're going the way of the former Soviet Union. We're going to see this country break up. I mean, for anybody to think that these people in Washington are intelligent, more intelligent than they are, or they have the answers, you know,
Mr. Salente, a lot of them are, you know, people worth billions of dollars that I know that lived in Austin that I've met personally. They have fled the country in the last 3 years, and they're, you know, inside info, and I was saying this 3 years ago, the United States, quote, won't be here economically, and that's the term you're using, is a post-industrial, a post-first world nation.
Yeah, and we call it an underdeveloping nation. And they're going to do the things that they do in other underdeveloping nations, for example, like in Argentina, when the currency busts out. You can't get your money out of the bank. And they'll do a fake flag thing, you know. They'll blame something else for the problem. I mean, I love this Obama and his speech, you know, how, you know, yes, we can. We don't count. If they were listening to the Wees don't want the General Motors bailout, and the Wees didn't want the $700 billion bailout.
Let's stop right there. You talk about a false flag, some type of staged event or a group of staged events to keep the slaves rallied around the bank while they slit our throats?
You got it. You know, look, there's nothing that they say that I believe. Read my lips, no new taxes. I didn't have sex with that woman, Monica Lewinsky. I smoked, but I didn't inhale. I'm no crook. Saddam Hussein has weapons of mass destruction and ties to Al-Qaeda. What am I, a kid? I'm going to believe these people?
Well, it just came out again that every TV station that Congress looked at is broadcasting fake news. They were paid to lie. And, you know, one example is every year before school, you see the same newscast on every channel, same words. And I knew it was paid for then, but now they admit it and they say it's the law to take vaccines. There is no law. I mean, that's how bankrupt and evil and corrupt, and they aren't going to stop. Now, what about pension funds? You talk about Argentina. You talk about other countries. They are now saying, hey, we want to take over the pension funds, the 401ks, to, quote, keep them safe. Your take on that?
again, you know, as I said, you could call it communist, fascist, or socialist, but you can't call it democracy or free market. They will do anything. And so, yeah, I don't put that past them.
Well, Congress just had hearings last week saying they're looking at it, taxing them, taking part of them. They're going to take your private 401k, and then the Social Security Administration is going to send you a check. I mean, what are so you're saying you really think they're delusional in government, and they just think we're going to go along with this?
Well, yeah. I mean, again, you know, look at who these people are. I love it. They're just saying, you know, now that, you know, the Democrats are in power over here, you know, now they'll be able to get something done. I mean, who's going to get what done? Pelosi, Reid, Dodd, Frank? How about Laurel and Hardy and Abbott and Costello? What have these people have ever done? Who could get away with this stuff?
Except Steele. Why do you think?
Yeah, and make bad decisions.
What?
I mean, who could? None of us would be employed if we screwed up as much as they did. So I mean, you know, yesterday Obama, you know, they broadcast that thing on 60 Minutes, and you know about the economy, and he said they'll do whatever it takes. Well, what's whatever?
Well, that means nationalizing industries, stealing everything the middle class has got. Folks are going to point the poor, uneducated people at the middle class. They're going to rob the middle class, and they're planning on all of this. We'll talk more about it on the other side and take your phone calls with our amazing guest, Gerald Celente. His website's trendsresearch.com. Ours is infowars.com.
You're listening to Alex Jones with Congressman Ron Paul and trend forecaster Gerald Celente in this encore presentation of the Alex Jones Radio Show.
If a low credit score is keeping you from getting the car, home, business loan, or credit cards you deserve, this message is for you. RadioCreditSecrets.com can show you how to raise your credit score up to 249 points in the next 90 days or less. RadioCreditSecrets.com has successfully shown others how to pay off their overdue bills for as little as 30 cents on the dollar. Also included are three credit strategies attorneys and credit repair companies don't want you to know about. This alone could save you up to $1,000 and show you the inside secrets to legally remove negative items from your credit file and raise your score fast. Learn the secrets that banks, credit bureaus, and collection agencies don't want you to know. All this 100% risk-free. Go to RadioCreditSecrets.com. That's RadioCreditSecrets.com. Or call 801-325-5152. That's 801-325-5152.
This message has been brought to you by RadioCreditSecrets.com.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20th, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great-tasting Ready Reserve Foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today, 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
There we go.
From Get the Tea to You, thank you, America. Thank you, Canada, Spain, France, UK, Australia, Germany, and Finland. Thank you. You are making us the number one chemical detox product worldwide. Family and friends are sharing GetTheTea.com. People are feeling better. People are losing weight. Energy is being enhanced. People are fighting for health, and Get the Tea is there to help. Order our products online. Free shipping, money-back guarantee, GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Lose weight and feel great. And if you are uncomfortable with credit cards or PayPal, that's okay. Call us for our address and send a check or money order. The phone number is 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. Once again, thank you from GetTheTea.com.
GCN listeners, now you can transform your living room's HDTV into a virtual war room command center with ZV. ZV turns your computer into your own HD channel that broadcasts throughout your home to all your HDTVs. Enjoy any internet audio feed, podcast, video feed, radar, free movies, and TV shows. Anything that can be viewed on your PC can be controlled from your couch with the ZV remote with its built-in mouse touchpad. Plus, the easy on-screen ZV menu provides a gateway to premium content, such as online movies, TV shows, news, and more. And all in HD and just a click away. With ZV, there are no subscriptions or download fees. The ZV is bundled with everything you need to easily get started. Get your ZV today at freedomonmytv.com. That's freedomonmytv.com. Or call us today at 800-611-1776. That's 800-611-1776. Call today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we're going to go to Steve, Tyler, Mike, Casey, Aaron, and others. Please have your question ready for myself or the guest, Gerald Celente, one of the top trim forecasters in the world. But, I mean, that last question, we're here marveling at this. They have, increased the police force 6-7-fold the last 15 years. They have prepared this MIT surveillance grid, the cameras, the license plate reading systems. They say they're getting ready for revolts. They're moving NORTHCOM brigades in, saying we're under military occupation. So the government at the top does know it's going to be unpopular and that the raping of the middle class is going to be unpopular, but they're going to use the poor, dumbed down, you know, who means well, middle lower class or whatever, and the blue collar folks to kind of sick them on the middle class is what I'm seeing. I see that class warfare being set up. What do you see, Gerald Celente?
They're going to try that, but it's not going to work because, you know, they're going to be very angry at all levels of society because there's not going to be any money out there. The government's going to become the common enemy. And as a matter of fact, we see the Republicans and the Democrats working together very closely, you know, to defeat the common enemy, which is going to be the common man. And that's what we see the battle shaping up in the coming years.
That's right. That's why we see such incredible integration of both parties, because they work for the very same interest.
Exactly. They both work for the Wall Street mob. You just have different divisions. You have the Goldman Sachs group over in D.C. You have the J.P. Morgan mob over in New York. You know, it's just different, you know, members of the crime family.
You've got Gambino and the Genovese. So in closing, before we go to call, sir, you know, basic trends. 2009 starts accelerating, more and more layoffs, more confidence lost. You talk about total implosion by 2012. What will it look like?
Crime is going to be rampant. And it's going to be also a time, and I really want to make this, because there's a positive end of this, because something old and ugly is dying and something new could be born. This could be the time for a renaissance. It doesn't have to end ugly. Because one thing America has, and I travel the world, I mean, you know, people still look to America for the place of innovation. They don't know how bad it is over here. You know, they don't know how everybody's become so corporatized. But the thing is that we have, more than any other nation, the ability to turn this around and turn it into a positive. And the way it becomes a positive is if we break away from one size rules all. So if we start going back to states' rights, to local rights, and then also, Alex, necessity is the mother of invention. Great things could happen from this.
No, I agree. We're stagnant. We're decadent. We're dying. This is like getting a fever that burns out the infection. But so that's the big challenge. Do we let the globalists, the New World Order, use the crisis to sell total control, or do we do a judo move and use this attack against them to fully discredit them and have a true renaissance.
Precisely. And that's, by the way, the foundation of the work at the Trends Research Institute. We provide the trends. We provide the lifeboats. But once you get into it, then you have to use your own skills, imagination, and ingenuity to navigate the open sea.
Yeah, this isn't some master control thing.
Exactly. So we believe that every human is endowed with a unique individual gift. And when you are free to bring that out, that's the Renaissance. And that has not happened. We become all corporatized, homogenized, and I mean, what is this? This is a McDonald's and a Burger King.
Yeah, they're
world.
Like androids. The public has literally taken on a false reality. Now that nightmare, hopefully, is about to end. Go to trendsresearch.com. You can subscribe to his trends tracking publication, the Trends Journal. Again, trendsresearch.com. My website's infowars.com. Gerald Celente is our guest. We're going to go ahead and go to your phone calls now. Thank you for holding. Steve in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
With the trend of big government that we've had in the last 8 years, and which will probably continue under the reign of Obama, do you see Obama or somebody like him being in office for more than 8 years, the repeal of the constitutional amendment that prevents a president being in there for more than 2 terms?
No, we really don't, because he's going to end up very unpopular. You know, people are putting more into this than it is. I mean, let's remember, he only got 52% of the vote. What was it when FDR came in, Alex? It was like 80% the second time around or something?
Absolutely, and hype dissipates a lot faster now. The people aren't very sophisticated in knowing they're being lied to, but more than ever, they know they're being lied to, and so they want instant gratification. If Obama doesn't deliver them to Valhalla instantly, they're going to turn against him. Gerald?
Yes, I agree with you. Not instantly. We give him at least six months. I mean, we could be wrong on this, you know. But again, you know, the people are so desperate. They're so desperate that they buy lines from a presidential reality show. Oh, by the way, this, I have to make this point. You know, Obama, this was an Oprah production. You know, I've been on every major TV show, and I've been on Oprah twice. Nobody does it like Oprah. She's the queen of TV, hands down. You go back to December when Oprah started to support Obama, the whole stage, the whole scenery, the whole performance changed.
Yeah, she took over.
She took over. This was an Oprah production. You saw it in his nomination speech, if you missed it before, and then you saw it in his acceptance speech, rather, and then you saw it after election day, election eve. You know, this great staging.
Yeah, so, she wants global power. She's got a church now, so she can put her money through that, and I don't want to use the term launder, but, you know, clean it up. And she's got a 2-million-person church. She wants a global religion. I mean, this girl is... We ain't seen nothing yet, huh?
So that's why I'm saying not to sell it so short, because this is a country that loves a reality show, and they certainly love the presidential reality
show. Well, by instantly, I meant like 6 months to a year in the scheme
of
things.
Yeah, we're probably talking around the same period.
All right, anything else there, Stephen?
Oh, no, thanks. Y'all have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Let's cram Tyler in California in. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, Mr. Jones, Mr. Celente? How are you guys doing?
Fine. Go ahead.
Good. Hey, my question is, I am a reservist. I am an active reservist. I'm using my GI Bill to get my degree in history. And my family is a small business owners, and he's a rental construction equipment business owner. And according to my dad and some other guys in that business field, that things have, the economy started to slow down. Nobody's building anything anymore. People aren't doing like lawn and garden type things. They're not taking care of the yard because they don't have money to.
Yeah, it's dead. They better sell all that equipment now, even though it's already been depreciated because of the recession. We're going into depression. They need to get rid of everything now. Gerald?
Absolutely. You know, we're not telling him what to, telling you what to do, but, you know, it's not going to get better. It's only going to get a lot worse. And when you talk about gardens, you know, during World War II, they had victory gardens, and we should start thinking in those terms again. Stop ripping up these stupid lawns with grass that you can't eat or smoke and put something productive down there, you know, like berry bushes and vegetables.
That's right. 40 years ago, even everybody had a garden in their front yard, but now the corporate said it wasn't trendy, so you can't do it.
Exactly. So really start thinking in terms of survival. These are survival times. The winter's coming. Prepare for it.
And folks,
again, you know, about going to getting a degree in history. You know, we're recommending to people that, you know, if you have a kid going to school and they're not getting a degree in, like, let's say, in medical field.
Hold on. Give us that advice after the break. Final segment with our guest.
You're listening to Alex Jones with Congressman Ron Paul and trend forecaster Gerald Celente in this encore presentation of the Alex Jones Radio Show.
Disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Fuel prices are up and down, biting into everyone's budget. If you're ready to start saving at the pump, Fuel Saver Technologies can help. With a small squeeze of our fuel conditioner in your gas tank, more of each gallon of fuel will combust, improving your fuel economy 10 to 20% or more. Completely safe for all engines, gas or diesel, we guarantee that your savings will exceed the cost of our product. Our fuel additive reduces the emissions and maintenance costs and reduces the friction of engine moving parts. Our 2-ounce consumer squeeze bottle costs only $8 and treats 100 gallons of gasoline or 50 gallons of diesel. If you buy a case of 16 or 32 bottles, the price drops to $6 a bottle and we'll ship it to you for free. Call us toll free at 866-768-7811 or look online at fuelsaverinc.com. Start saving on fuel today. 866-768-7811. Online, fuelsaverinc.com. Spend a little and save a lot.
Did you? HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat, and it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation program, and it's almost like magic.
If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-330-8491. 1-800-330-8491. Call now. 1-800-330-8491. 1-800-330-8491.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Or a chemist, because those, you know, jobs you need a college degree, you're really taught something. But, you know, fine arts or history, folks, you can forget it. You're not going to have a job in the foreseeable future with that. And you do a lot better going out and learning how to be an exterminator or learning how to mow lawns. I mean, explain this to people.
Well, you hit it right on the head. I mean, people spending this kind of money for art history, psychology, business administration, you know, economics. I mean, my God, you know, get into the workforce and do like they did in the old days. Find yourself a master and become an apprentice, not the Donald Trump junk, but, you know, real business. And learn from the ground up, because people that are going to debt to send their kids into the college industrial complex are just throwing money away. And here's the most important part of it. The college industrial complex is built upon, again, the old model of filling people for the corporate field. That whole corporate paradigm is now dying, and the colleges are still geared up to filling that. So, you know, I mean, people sending their kids to a school because it has a great language course. Send the kids to the country where they want to speak the language and let them work and they'll learn it there, or get Rosetta Stone, but don't spend $40,000, or send them to the community college.
Yeah, we're seeing a giant paradigm shift, and take Joe the plumber. That guy's making a couple hundred grand a year. He's a plumber. I know people that own lawn companies, plumber companies, that are small, and they're living better than I am. And then I see these yuppies with 2, 3, 4 degrees, and they're working at the local grocery store.
Absolutely. Yeah, where are they going to get a job? You get out of college, you're going to go to work for a sports authority? You know, so, and the thing about, you know, working the lawns, again, now you go into business and you say, listen, we're going to turn your lawn into a productive piece of real estate. And you know, I'm Italian descent. I mean, you know, I mean, we spent our times in the backyards of my grandfather with grape arbors and rabbits and, you know, the whole thing. I mean, it's a beautiful setting rather than these sterile-looking, nothing, chemically treated lawns that are good for nothing. So that's the kind of innovation. Again, Alex, I can't express it or stress it enough. This is the time for innovation. And the people that think for themselves, and by the way, that's the motto of the Trends Research Institute, think for yourself.
You're going to be ahead, because once everybody rushes in, then you're just going to be able to survive instead of capitalizing on the future and getting out ahead, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, this is all about survival, about telling the truth, but studying the globalists, studying trends, studying the real world, it's a way to make a lot of money, isn't it, Gerald?
You're going to make more money now than you will before, because every schmo was in the game before because of all the cheap money. Now the intelligent people, this is a time for people that think for themselves, that are intelligent, that are true to their word, true to themselves, they can make a fortune during these times. These are the best of times for the people of a higher moral character.
Let's jam in a few final calls and let our amazing guests go, who you will hear from again. Let's go ahead and talk to Casey. Oh, Casey just hung up. Let's talk to Aaron in Hawaii. You're on the air. Then we'll talk to Sheila, and that's it. Go ahead, Aaron.
Aloha. I just wanted to ask about they want to take over our 401ks. And about a month ago, my husband and I said we want out of the stock market. We want to sell all our stocks. And that was about 6 weeks ago, and they're not giving – I mean, they lost 60% of the value by that time, but they're not paying. They just keep giving us excuses on why we haven't gotten the money for that yet.
Listen,
well, I'll tell you why they're giving you excuses. Because
okay.
A lot of them don't have the money. And I could tell you a problem
right.
that I had.
Okay.
I took all my money out of the banks.
Right.
You should see the song and dance I got.
Okay.
I mean, I had to go through, I mean, I had witnesses. I had to take a witness with me to get my money out of the bank because I was having such a tough time. I didn't want to get arrested. It's like trying.
And that's how bad it is now. I don't even have that much money, and I try to take some out to pay payrolls in emergency, and the bastards wouldn't even give me like 10 grand.
And then they had to sign all these things. Well, you know, I mean, it was a real song and dance. So that's why they're not giving you your money. They're trying to stall you, and they're going to tell you, they're going to give you all the reasons why you shouldn't take it out.
While the big money guys pull all their money out. See, they're only waiting while they get all their assets out.
You got it.
He's talking about bank runs by, next February?
Yes, we see them happening by February.
My.
Okay, anything else, Aaron?
Should we keep our money in the bank?
Absolutely not.
Well, you know, okay. I can't tell you what you to do, but I'll tell you what I do. We only keep enough money in the banks to for our operating expenses.
That's what I do.
As soon as it hits a certain level, it's out.
Yeah, that's what we do. And, of course, I'm not really in the job to even capitalize. Our job is getting the word out. So we don't have that big of a problem of a bunch of surplus. But we keep in there what we need to operate. But if they have a bank holiday, my office may even shut down, folks. You may hear us on air saying, send us money, because that's the type of situation. I mean, talk about confidence being lost, Gerald. What's going to happen if they do that?
Well, again, you know, they don't do these things that overtly. You know, they always put smoke screens around it. They're going to tell everybody how good it is for them, how we're salvaging the problem, and blaming somebody else. You know, they'll blame, and you know, the majority of the sheeple will believe it.
Yeah, one more call. Appreciate the call, Aaron. Sheila in California, you're on the air with Gerald Celente. You can go to his website at trendsresearch.com.
Excellent. Thank you. I'm kind of new to your show, so you may have addressed this before, but it's a two-part question. Excuse me. And what it has to deal with is, with the bankers getting their bailouts and there's pretty much no accountability, there's talk of many I know that say, well, I'm in debt at this point in time, and I'm a renter, and why should I pay my credit card debt, my student loans, et cetera? Why shouldn't I just take my credit cards, put it into a debt settlement, and lessen my load? And I'm asking this question because what I want to know is there any laws that you all are aware of that say, you know, those who do this have to pay it off in civil service
or
whatever?
Yes, they're trying to strengthen it where the little guy has to pay back, but the big bankers and others don't have to. But a lot of people are purposefully running up cards. They're rebelling. It's kind of like a tax revolt, but it's overall a credit revolt. Gerald?
Well, let's remember who's the one that put in these pernicious bankruptcy laws was Joe Biden, the governor of the loophole state, Delaware. You know, he was the one that made it so odd for everybody, but gives the big guys the break. But don't forget, they're going to go after you no matter what. These are people that know no bounds. You know, they'll get your first child if that's what they have to do. It's not going to be an easy ride to get off the hook.
Yeah, people keep saying, well, why should I have gold? They might come take it. There's no perfect world. We're talking about getting the best position you can. Gerald?
Yeah, listen, I own both gold and guns. So, as a matter of fact, that's where all my investments, other than the Trends Research Institute and my own properties, that I'm totally invested in.
Conservatively,
that.
And I'm going to let you go, and we're going to have you back up in another month. You've agreed to do that. We appreciate it. When do you think gold's going to hit 2,000?
You know, it's hard to say because, as you know, these markets are being manipulated in front of our eyes. Remember, they wouldn't allow short selling. The game is being rigged. It's not even pulling a rabbit out of a hat. There's no hat. So we know that they are report after report of banks buying tens of thousands of COMEX gold futures, shorting them, actually, not buying them, selling them, to keep the prices down. We believe that they're going to try to put that this G20 talks that are going on, gold, because once people start buying gold, then all of the fiat paper currencies, the fiat currencies are going to be worth nothing. The worst thing that the governments around the world are going to fear are people buying gold. And by the way, go to any of the websites of the big gold traders, Monex, Kitco, whatever.
They're selling for premiums.
Yeah, and they're selling for premiums, and they're telling you can't get delivery until a long time because there's a shortage of supply, and the shortage of supply is worldwide.
And that shows the manipulation. You have gold down by 100-something bucks, now going back up. Meanwhile, there's 30%, 40%, 50% premiums, and you can't get it. I mean, talk about global manipulation.
Exactly. So what we're saying is, you know, gold is, and again, we could be wrong. You know, we don't walk on water, and we're only human. But I'm putting, you know, I'm telling you what I do and what I believe, and I put all my investment capital is in gold.
What about silver?
You know, silver's a good one, too, but silver also has production purposes as well. And gold, you know, I would say both of them, but I know gold. I've been following gold. My first buy of gold was in 19, I believe it was in 78 at $187.50 an ounce. And, you know, I've been buying it and following it since that time. So I'm not that well versed in silver as I am.
I understand.
So.
You trade in what you love and what you know and what you research. Well, Gerald Celente, ladies and gentlemen, you know, the market trend research man, trendresearch.com. Thank you for spending an hour and 20 minutes with us, and we'll talk to you again sometime in December. Godspeed.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're listening to Alex Jones with Congressman Ron Paul and Trend Forecaster Gerald Celente in this encore presentation of the Alex Jones Radio Show. Radio Show.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
With oil at $105 per barrel and counting, we need radical change if we're to avert becoming a third world nation. It's time to jump on the next wave of free energy and radical natural alternative health solutions. Introducing Orgon products. Orgon is the universal life force, the basic building block of all matter on the material planet. Orgon electromedicine is the wave of the future dating back to the late 1800s. Wilhelm Reich Orgon used Cloudbuster technology that can now be applied in your home for dramatic energy savings of up to 25%. The possible uses for this device are only limited by your imagination. For less than the cost of a doctor's visit, you can have a device that could lead to the end of